questions. the angelic beings, the angelic beings, where do they go in this steps? They have another,
like who? Like your
Michael and the archangels, and do they have another kind of?
Well, there's all kinds of beings that assistants that help people on Earth are clear from the astral on up to very high entities. But after, there are people in the astral world that want to help others, and they help others in the astral and sometimes help others on the Earth. And then you'll have the higher entities also doing that. But the higher you get, the more far-reaching will be your job. And so more on a one-to-one, you'll have a lot of the higher astral entities doing what they can to assist others on a one-to-one basis. But as you get higher, and as you get the higher and higher beings, they try to put their efforts into helping larger and larger groups of people.
Generally speaking, things below us, things above us, are just as complex as they are below us. You know, as we look down into the atomic and below, it's just as complex going up, yes?
Well, yes and no. It's
how so?
As we look up, things are just beginning their evolution, and as we look down, their evolution is very crystallized. And Adam is very highly evolved compared to, or a cell.
I'm talking about the individual entity or thing. I'm talking about the complexity of the organism.
Yeah, the complexity of the universe is amazing. A lot of people say truth is simple, and the basic truths are simple. Like a computer is reduced to O's and ones, two things. Zeros and ones produce everything in a computer. But you put together enough zeros and ones, you get tremendous complexity. And the universe itself is very complex. You look at one cell of your body, it has a complexity that boggles the mind. There's little motors in there, there's little cleaning systems, there's little environmental systems in there, transportation systems, electronic systems, all kinds of things just in your cell that is more complicated than a whole city. So it's interesting what the intelligence of God has put together. It just boggles the mind that there can even be an atheist that thinks that everything just fell together without any intelligence involved. Yeah, Gil.
Okay. When you were giving us the descriptions, divine space, monic, atomic, I was numbering them from 1 to the 7 physical.
But when you point at those occasionally, you have them the other way. So which way are we going? What's 1 and what's 7?
Well, we descended down to the physical. Now we want to
down, not up.
We started up here.
Okay.
We descended down by taking energy bodies down to 4.
Okay.
And now we're taking bodies of form on 3, 2, and 1. Now, within each of us, we got all 7 bodies in one space. Okay? It's like a deep sea diver putting on he's just got a skin and maybe one body. Then he puts on maybe a wetsuit, then he puts on something on top of that until he's got 7 bodies to protect him as he goes very, very deep. So we've got 7 bodies, either energy bodies or bodies of form, vibratory bodies that we're in all 7 at one time right now. Yeah.
So, let me hold on here. So, when you told us this, we come down here, you said, you know, we've been coming down, and this is where, you know, the hardest is, and we're making these changes, casting off limitations. Then why is it that we're compelled to seek to go back up? I you know, why not just continue. You know, we've already come down, you know, but here, we're sitting here, and you say, oh, well, you know, I want to go to heaven. I don't want to be in that. I don't get it. We've already been, you know, okay, you know, why do I want to go back up?
Okay. Okay, why do you want to go back up? Because once you do something long enough, you get bored with it, and then you want to leave and do something else.
So it's just a function.
Right. For instance, let's say you wanted to be a famous golfer. You golf for 20 years, and let's say you don't age, so you can continue to be a good golfer for as long as you want. How long can you golf and get all these accolades before pretty soon you will start thinking, man, I'm getting tired of golf. I want to do something else. So pretty soon you'll want to do something else. It doesn't matter how much you enjoy it. Doesn't matter how much you've mastered it. You want to do something else.
I think that we're coming here, we're coming to the gathering to learn the things that we need to learn to move upward. That's generally, I'm going to tell you, that's generally, you know, oh, we're going
to
be good.
Well, to take our next step, which...
So why? I don't get it. Why do I care? It's going to happen anyway. I'm going to get bored. So at the time, so everyone is bored here because they want to go back.
Well, yeah.
I'm bored, so I'm going to stay here.
Yeah, but when you get bored with golfing, then if you decide you want to do another game, it's going to take effort.
So the fact that we're looking on how to better ourselves and whatever, move ourselves up, means that we're bored here.
Yeah, okay. Pretty much, yeah.
Help me out here. You know, I'm listening. Okay.
Right.
So you're all bored.
Right. Okay. People that are out there making a ton of money and into the material world, they aren't bored with it yet. You know, so they're not exploring the spiritual world at all. People that are into maybe just... all they want to do is watch TV and drink beer, and they're happy. They aren't bored with that yet. They're not looking for anything else. They just want to do their job and relax on the weekend, and that's all they want. They're not bored yet. That's entertaining enough for them. Well, it's not entertaining enough for me. I'm bored with that type of thing, so I'm looking for other stuff. And you're looking for other stuff. That's why you're here. And sooner or later, when we come down through a series of lifetimes, we master one thing after another, and pretty soon we've mastered everything. And when you've mastered everything connected with the physical, you're actually called a master. That's Jesus became a master. So when a person becomes a master, then he either wants to move on to other things or assist people below him to move on to other things. But he doesn't want to go back and just have the highest goal in life to make some money and drink beer and watch TV. That's just not enough for him anymore. Used to be enough, but not enough now. You know, not once you get a taste of the higher worlds. Once you get a taste of the higher worlds, there's something higher up there, you never want to go back. You know, you'll sit back and drink beer and watch TV once in a while, but it won't be your prime focus. You want to move on to something higher.
Well, I think you had that point earlier, too.
Not me.
Below.
How rude.
That below your threshold.
Yeah.
It may be something you're going to use later on.
Right. Right, and when you do move on, everything that you learned is below the threshold, and it's capable of being retrieved, just like it's stored on your spiritual hard drive, and you can retrieve it when you want to. Yeah.
So I have a child that does this over and over again, and now that I've been reading your stuff, I wonder what his life has gone through, because he likes to read about something.
Yeah, let's
I'm bored.
Get you on tape
first.
Perfect.
Yeah, I have a son that, now that I've read your stuff and you're explaining this, it makes a lot of sense, because before he was the age of 18, he had gone through, and this is what he does, is he gets an idea or he reads about it, And then my son, one of my sons. And then he has to create it and learn how to do it and master it. And then he gets bored and he's ready to move on to something else. So maybe these are things he's already learned to do in past lives. Because he's just now hit the age where I guess he's no longer really living.
When a kid plays, like, when the video games first come out, I played Asteroids. Like, I spent a fortune playing that silly game Asteroids. But once I played it so much, I got bored with it. I don't even want to play it anymore.
So, yeah, he learned woodworking, and he learned metallurgy, to make domestic steel, to work leather and saddles. He got a horse, and he trained it, and he competed and won awards. I mean, he just, all these things, one after another, cooking. And so now I'm wondering, too, if it, not only is he showing that pattern, but it's perhaps things he's already accomplished in past lives.
Right. And the things we accomplished in past lives, we find we have a talent for in this life. And sometimes that's why our soul has to take measures sometimes to force us into a certain situation. For instance, I think I might have become a musician if I hadn't lost my hand. I can't really play any musical instrument well, so that forced me to not go that direction at all. And so sometimes your soul doesn't want you to just do the same thing over again. So it puts you in a situation where you're forced to learn something new. And I was forced to learn to be a salesman in this life. I didn't really want to be a salesman. Wasn't my desire at all, but I was forced in that direction, and I can see it's something I really needed to learn. But anyway, we'll take a break now.